You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Things went much smoother yesterday when I was at the Tama Quick Star. We welcome you in at 3:06. It is a midweek Wednesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on Eastern Iowa's home for sports, 1600 ESPN, as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me coming up here in just a moment or two, fingers crossed, as we got a little glitch that we are working on here in the studio. And also, we are aware that 1600 ESPN is currently down. So please go listen on our FM signals, 102.3 FM or 106.3 FM. Good show coming up for you today. I know it's Wednesday. It's usually Mark Ironside, but for this week only, we are switching Mark and Kevin Lehman around. So Kevin will be tomorrow, Kevin will be today, Mark will be tomorrow. The reason, of course, is Kevin will be on the call for Missouri Valley Conference basketball down at Arch Madness. Believe it or not, it is tournament time in college basketball. Of course, girls' state basketball tournament continuing on. We've got the boys' state basketball tournament coming on next week, and we've got college tournaments underway. They actually started with a couple pigtail games on Monday night, and they are getting into full force coming up this weekend. May have a couple. Well, actually, I have a few of them for you coming up from Westwood One, including the Mo Valley Conference Championship on Sunday. Looking forward to that. Drake, the number one seed there. UNI, number three. Bradley at number two. Maybe we'll get a Drake-UNI final. That would be stupendous. And we're hoping anyway. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600. And that's the phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the phone and give us a call, that is also 319-366-1600. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speakers. Scott Unash with you, and Mark will join me coming up in a moment. A very busy Isaac is working. The monitor was doing some stuff, so maybe it's coming back. We got things happening here. Would you like to say hi, Isaac, while you're doing this? Just say hi.
Hello, I am working very hard.
Now, this is going to be something that if it needs to update, remember I told you it's going to take about 3 hours to do? Let's hope it's not the case.
I think it should be fine here in just a second.
Mark, hang on. The Calvary is coming. This has been a strange day, to say the least. Before we bring Mark on, I was not even supposed to be on the air today because I was going to be in Des Moines getting ready to call a couple basketball games, North Lynn and Springville. Well, had to come back last night from Des Moines to do boys' sub-state final basketball. Knew that it was going to be kind of rolling the dice weather-wise, hoping it was going to be A-OK. I know people are now looking around, looking out their window, going, it's not bad right now. Well, it's not bad here. Blizzard warnings are still in effect in central Iowa, and once you get, pretty much halfway on either I-80 or Highway 30, it becomes very treacherous. And in fact, many multi-car accidents over there in central Iowa, so for our own safety for today, we decided to not go back to Des Moines and do the basketball games. So Springville and North Lynn, we wish you all the best. We will pick you up, and that will be on Friday if they both win. We'll go back tomorrow morning to do Mount Vernon and Xavier games. So that's the reason I'm on the air here today. And it's a good thing because Isaac would not be able to do what he is doing in the background right now if he would be talking. I have no idea who would be talking. It might be It could be Kelly. It could be Lady J. I have no idea. It could have been anybody out there. But we got this thing almost ready to go, Mark, so hang tight. 319-366-1600. And I'm feeling a little bit messed up in the head today because I don't like to let people down, and I think I'm letting people down today by not being at the state tournament and having that the call of the games today. This is a first. We did have one time that weather did interfere with the girls' state basketball tournament. We were doing games right here on 1600 ESPN, and Jefferson had a early morning game at the girls' state tournament. I believe back then it was maybe an 11 or a 12 o'clock game, and there was a freak snowstorm that hit, and we were late. Everybody was late. We got there just after the game started and got on the air at the start of the second quarter for that game back at the state tournament. I can't even tell you what year that was. Back, gosh, it's been at least 25, 30 years. But like I said, I'm messed up in the head today because I feel like I'm letting people down, but I don't want to end up in a ditch somewhere in Jasper County. Nothing against Jasper County. Love the folks out there, but just don't want to end up in a ditch out there. 319-366-1600. We'll get to Mark coming up here because we got a lot to get to before Kevin Lehman, the coach, in our Off the Glass segment. We got to get to Iowa State last night. Cyclones fall behind early and lose a big game. Senior night, that is beside the point. You always want to win on senior night for your outgoing seniors. Fell down by 20, made a great comeback, and then BYU wins it in double overtime. So we'll talk about that. The latest going on at the state tournament, as we mentioned. And also today, the big date a lot of people were waiting for, the districts released by the Iowa High School Athletic Association for football. So we'll talk about that here. Isaac, gold star for you today because I believe we have Mark with us from the back porch. How are you?
I'm good. Gone for one day, and thank you, Isaac.
Isaac did a great job.
Of course he did.
He is the man. He is the man right there. And I don't know what you do. What would we do without you, Isaac? I don't know. I'll let you catch your breath because you've been running around the last 5 minutes or so. So I will let you catch your breath. Mark, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Welcome back to God's country.
Yeah. Not a ditch in Jasper County?
No.
Like I said, nothing against Jasper County. But, yeah, whatever. Cyclone Tim, not happy with the game outcome last night. And, yeah, I don't blame you for that. Let's start there, Mark. Iowa State falling behind last night to BYU. Cyclones eventually falling in double overtime. And like we talked about with Rob Gray yesterday, this BYU team is on a heater right now. Came into Ames, jumped up by 20, and Iowa State had to play catch-up for the entire night. I thought they were going to do it in overtime. I really did. Once they got it to overtime, I thought Iowa State was going to pull it out. Did not, and probably means Iowa State will have to play one more game, an extra game. They will not get that double bye unless something strange happens. So Cyclones will have to go one more day.
Yeah, it's really too bad. You thought everything aligned with everybody healthy. Senior night, Hilton Coliseum, and whatnot, but you're right, BYU has won 7 in a row. It just absolutely killed Iowa State inside. Akita, the big man, was terrific. BYU out-rebounded Iowa State by 28. You don't see that very often. Very slow start for both teams. Got exciting, very exciting at the end. Both teams could have won it, but I don't know. I wonder if Cyclones Tim's confidence in this team is waning a bit.
Well, you said your confidence is kind of waning a little bit on this team. So explain.
Well, lost three out of the last four. I'm granted to an excellent Houston team, the league champion. Did lose at Oklahoma State and lost to a really good and hot BYU team that was tied with Iowa State, for the placing in the conference and the seeding and whatnot. And Iowa State just couldn't get it done in this game. And turnovers have been a problem. I don't know. Something about the team that isn't quite right now. And they're not far off. Don't get me wrong on that. And could go on a big-time run. But the results of late haven't been encouraging.
Iowa State is going to be the number 5 seed. I mean, they're tied in right now. Just taking a look at the tiebreakers, standings, et cetera, et cetera. Best Iowa State can do with a win at the Little Apple over the weekend on Saturday against Kansas State is 13-7. BYU, worst they can do is 13-7. I guess Texas Tech could end up, if they lose their final two, they could end up also 13-7, but that's somewhat unlikely there because Iowa State does own the tiebreaker over Texas Tech. So Cyclones more than likely are going to be the number 5, which means they would could face either, let's see, more than likely Cincinnati in a first game at the Big 12 tournament. So it's not going to be a smooth road. Let's just put it that way. And more energy being expelled by Iowa State by having to play an extra game. And if the Cyclones make a long run to the tournament championship, I mean, that's a four-dayer, Mark, for Iowa State. How much is that going to take out of the Cyclones? Who knows?
Yeah, and right now, are you looking at, a 3? Maybe even a 4 seed?
For the big dance?
I would take, still can't be a 2, can it?
No, it's off the 2 line as of today. Isaac is agreeing with me. I think I have not checked bracketology today, but Iowa State was the bottom 2 line. So I can't imagine a loss at home is going to keep them on a 2 line. I would say probably down to the 3.
I'm checking right now. There's not an updated one. It was last
yesterday. Yeah, DeCourcy put one out yesterday. Usually Joe Lenardi comes out Friday.
Yeah, they were the last 2 as of yesterday, so probably a 3. It feels comfortable, assuming some success in the tournament, the conference tournament.
Yeah. If they go to all, I think a 1 is out of the question now. 2 is probably the highest Iowa State could get if they went to the championship game of the Big 12, provided they don't lose to Kansas State. If they lose to Kansas State, the way the Wildcats are playing at the moment, I mean, there was a time where Kansas State, Jerome Tang and the Wildcats were as hot as anybody in the country, and now they've fallen back into a hole. So if they lose in Manhattan on Saturday and maybe an early exit, I mean, you could see a 4 for Iowa State, couldn't you, Mark?
Yeah, depending on how other things play out. Kevin Lehman's almighty net was not affected by last night's outcome. Iowa State with a net of 9 right now, very strong.
Because conference play doesn't mean anything anymore.
Well, I mean, for seeding, it really matters for Iowa State. Like, their quad one wins are not impressive quad one wins, I guess is the best way to put it. Like, you have Iowa, you have Marquette, which is like a good quad one win. Kansas, that's becoming less and less impressive as the season goes on. Their most impressive quad one win is Texas Tech and maybe the Arizona game. So I think that really hurts their sort of NCAA, seeding chances as far as being able to move up just because they don't have elite wins.
Yeah.
They'd be Marquette.
True.
Yeah, I mean, that's a solid, they're, 22? Somewhere around there, so.
Ish.
Ish, yeah.
The almighty net, I like that. Well, Mark, you get up in the morning, read the paper, and check the net, don't you? That's what you do, in order, right?
Kevin will hand me that one. I know when we bring him on.
Iowa State, the 9 in the net. So, yeah, it didn't hurt the Cyclones that much last night, if anything at all. 319-366-1600. Sometimes it's the darkest before the dawn. I like that thinking, Cyclone Tim. I do like that thinking. K-State's going to have their senior day coming up, or at least players playing their final game for that school before they either move on or go into the portal day. I think that's what it should be called now. There are very few senior days with actual seniors out there, Mark. Now, Iowa will have one tomorrow night in Iowa City for guys that have actually been around for a while, like Peyton Sanford. And I hope people come out at Carver Hawkeye and cheer for Peyton Sanford and others on their senior night, because they do deserve it. And what Peyton Sanford had to say about getting threats, death threats even, the other day by some folks out there is absolutely, utterly ridiculous. And the young man, listen, has Iowa had a great year? No. Has Peyton Sanford had the year that he thought he would have? No. But that does not give anyone the right to do that.
Peyton Sanford has done nothing to disgrace the Iowa basketball program. You can say he hasn't had a good year, and I think he'd tell you the same. But it's utterly disgraceful if he indeed did get death threats. He said he had to put his phone down, kind of. I mean, this is when you sign a letter of intent, you're a public figure. But it doesn't mean that fans or anyone else can and should threaten you. And I feel awful for Peyton Sanford in that regard.
I do too. Very much so. 319-366-1600. Should not have to deal with that when you were a college. Shouldn't have to deal with that at any time as an adult. You just should not. And shame on the folks that did that out there. Kevin Lehman, the coach, is going to join us coming up in just a little bit. We will have for you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update coming up here in just a little bit. And like I said, Mark, my game is off today a little bit. I didn't expect, when I woke up, I did not expect to be on the show. I'm feeling like I'm letting people down today by not doing the games. But here I am. We hope for wins and go back and do semifinals coming up in the next couple days. That's what we're hoping for, right?
Yeah, it's out of your control, and you were going to do Northland and Springville games this afternoon, and you'll be back if they reach either or both reach the semifinals. I know that. Regina did come up with a win earlier today in the state tournament, and that was great for Regina, a one-loss Regina team. But, hey, sometimes the weather gets in the way, Scott. You can't do anything about it.
No, and that was the way it.
I think you made a good call, actually.
Yeah, I mean, what put me over the top was I saw the big accidents on 35. It's still shut down, I believe, right now between Ames and Des Moines. And then I-80 got shut down around the Newton area. That's when I said, okay, that was my route. And I said, nope, that's. And then the Iowa Highway Patrol coming on and saying, people, don't go out. Because in rural areas, it is just absolutely crazy. So don't do it if you don't have to. Stay home. And a lot of people are today. Schools are canceled. We know that. What, did Iowa have school today, Isaac? I know you and I did not.
I don't know. I don't have any classes today.
So. Don't have any? You didn't? Yeah. It did not impact Isaac today.
No. I'm very self-centered in that way. If it doesn't affect me, I'm not going to pay attention to it.
Okay.
It's not my classes that are getting canceled. Usually it's up to the teachers more than anything. If they don't want to come in, then they'll just send an email out.
There you go. So they take it into their own hands then.
Most of the time. Usually the university doesn't do it themselves. They'll leave it up to the teachers. If the teachers think it's going to be bad, then they're the ones that cancel it.
Okay.
At least in my experience. I'm sure there's some differences, but in my experience, it's usually the teachers that make the call.
If you are wondering, No, not even a waiver, not even a thought, not even a text of, hey, do we even think about canceling bowling tonight? It will go on. And we will have a Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up before 4 o'clock. Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us as well. Also today, Mark, a day that a lot of people were waiting for it, and waiting indeed, because usually every 2 years this day comes usually in late January and early February. But finally, the districts released and groups for the Iowa High School Athletic Association for football for the next 2 years, for 2025 and 2026. People taking a look and seeing where their local school or their favorite school will be playing, and some of the teams they will go up against in the next few years. And it's always interesting every 2 years when this comes out, because it changes, and you a lot of times get to see teams that you don't usually run up against too often.
Yeah, you did tell me that the state changed the formula a little bit, and it's a little complicated to go into, but every 2 years, and I think it's a really good situation, the way the state approaches this. Every 2 years, you get a new group or district, depending on what classification you're in. Schools are, you know, based on their most recent records and a variety of other things, are going to face new opponents in the next couple of years. And if you want to find out about your school, you can access that at the State Association website.
Yeah, go ahead and take a look at it. Just a couple of notes here. WASH is now a 4A school. There are five A, 4A, 3A, 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man in Iowa. WASH has gone from 5A to 4A. They are in the same district as Xavier, so WASH and Xavier will play next year. We know that. Prairie and Jeff for 5A, they are going to be in the same grouping. It goes by RPI in 5A, and we know there will be a Kolach Bowl the next 2 years because Jeff and Prairie will play since they are in the same grouping. So that is good to see. And again, unusual teams making their way over to Eastern Iowa in 5A. I know Dowling and Dallas Center Grimes are in there with Kennedy, and Jeff and Prairie have, what, Bettendorf and Cedar Falls, the Dubukes, Hempstead and Senior in there. So they know their way around Eastern Iowa, but I don't think Dallas Center Grimes has ever played at Kingston Stadium, but they're going to sometime in the next 2 years.
And you'll probably call the first game.
We'll see. 319-366-1600. You can check that out online and take a look and see where your favorite team will be playing and what district and or group they will be in. All right, we're going to get to Kevin Lehman, the coach, coming up live from March Madness in St. Louis after an Emels Hideaway scoreboard update with Mark, brought to you by Emels on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and next to the Home Depot.
Iowa women's basketball recruit Addie Deal today was named a second team prep All-American by Naismith. Deal is a 6-foot point guard from Santa Ana, California, ranked the number 9 player in the 2025 recruiting class. Drake's Bennett Sturts today was named most valuable player, not surprisingly, in the Missouri Valley Conference for men's basketball. Sturts was joined on the All-Conference first team by Titan Anderson of Northern Iowa, and Drake's Ben McCollum named Coach of the Year. The Raiders today agreed to a contract extension with defensive end Max Crosby. It is a 3-year extension worth $106.5 million, making him the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. So far. Finally, the Chicago Bears have acquired 2 offensive linemen in the last 2 days. Tuesday, they picked up former Pro Bowler Jonah Jackson from the Rams. And today, they acquired All-Pro Joe Thuney from the Chiefs. Both deals involved draft picks.
Are you happy, Mark?
They can't be any worse than what the Bears had last year. Yes, I am. I'm happy about those.
Yeah, Joe Tooney going to the Bears, and he's going to help the Bears immensely. I knew there was a method to the Chiefs' madness because with Tooney going to the Bears, Chiefs are now saving somewhere $38 million. Patrick Mahomes has already said he's going to redo his contract. Chiefs are looking at Ronnie Stanley, the free agent out of that played for the Baltimore Ravens. That's who they want to go to left tackle, and they'll move their left tackle, the number two draft choice from a year ago, who started at tackle, didn't do real well. Tooney moved out there, moved to guard in the last couple of weeks. They liked what he did, so it sounds like he's going to be a big left guard. They like Ronnie Stanley at left tackle and keep people off of Patrick Mahomes' blind side. So that's the Chiefs' plan, apparently. Bears needed linemen. Everybody's happy so far. 3:31, we'll take a break, come back, and Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us in our Off the Glass segment when we return.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your Weather First forecast. And visibility will improve as we head into the afternoon, but there will still be some blowing and drifting snow and some slick spots on the streets, especially in open and rural areas. Strong winds will persist through the afternoon into the early evening, leading to a difficult travel for especially high-profile vehicles on east-west roads and will lead to wind chills in the teens. Later tonight, the skies will clear, the winds will back off, temperatures drop to a low around 20. That's your latest Weather First forecast.
Brand Camp, where businesses build their brand.
The sun peaks over the horizon. Nature begins to awaken. The rooster crows, and your alarm sounds a screeching tone that jolts you from your slumber. Your heart starts pumping, and you reach to put an end to the horrid noise by hitting the snooze button. But you have placed the alarm clock far enough away that it requires you to get out of bed. As your feet hit the ground and you sit upright, you scream out in agony. Oh, my back! Notice that you didn't wake up saying, I need a new mattress. Your focus was on the problem, not the solution. Hey, I'm Stacey Dayball. What solutions do you offer to your customers? Are you telling them how you can help in a way that actually catches their attention? You need a transformation from KZIA. Let us add more customers through a proven system that finally breaks through and get your business famous for what you do. Join me April 8th at 8 a.m. for Brand Camp at the African American Museum. To register, go to KZIA.com, go to the Brandsformation tab at the top of the page, and sign up there. I can't wait to see you.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by Bayer.
At Old Town Construction, we're more than just builders. We're a family. Making friends, having fun, and giving back to our communities is our top priority. From first consultation to final nail, our team is dedicated to delivering top quality work with a personal touch. Home renovation, new build, or repair, we're here to ensure the job is done right. With Old Town Construction, you're not just getting a contractor, you're getting a partner who cares about your community. Let's build something great together. Visit OLDETownConstruction.com today.
Join me, 1600 ESPN's Todd Brawlkamp, broadcasting live Saturday from 10 to 1 during the grand opening sale at Pinnacle Spas in Cedar Rapids, just off 380 at the Blair's Ferry Road exit.
I'm Chris Shooter Lehman. The nickname has followed me from my college basketball days. Lifelong Iowa City resident and the youngest of nine, I've been involved in real estate for the past 25 years. I have extensive experience in both residential and income investment property. That gives me a definite edge in guiding you through today's changing market. I will guide you through the process and you can make informed decisions.
Chris Shooter Lehman with Edge Realty Group. Email shooter at edge-realtygroup.com.
Back with you at 3:34 here on a windy Monday in Eastern Iowa. It is the Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour. No Spencer on sports again today. Spencer's under the weather. Hope to have him back coming up tomorrow. So we'll go to ESPN programming, and that will be at 4 o'clock right after we say goodbye. 319-366-1600 as we get ready to usually talk with Kevin on Thursday, but It is a Wednesday this week because it is Arch Madness, and he joins us from the Enterprise Center in St. Louis. I think, are you at the Enterprise Center, Kevin?
Actually, I'm on 218 South. I'm still in the state of Iowa.
Oh, okay.
I got a big tailwind, though.
Yes, you do. And no, well, there is snow in Missouri.
Well, don't tell me that.
Well,
yeah, I understood you didn't make it back to Des Moines today. I heard your opening statement.
No, too bad. The weather was stinky, and yeah. We'll get there tomorrow morning, though.
Isn't there a story of Frosty Mitchell that got snowed in one time and he had like a sock hop?
Oh, yeah.
Auditorium?
Very famous. Very famous sock hop. They did not let anyone leave that night. So
that could have been you, Scott.
Well, don't know how many sock hops we have in 2025. Kevin's appearance is brought to you by Chris Shooter Lehman at Edge Realty in both Iowa City and Cedar Rapids, covering the entire corridor. And as usual, Chris passes the ball to you with a question. This week it is, why did Shooter decide not to accept an invitation to be an invited walk-on from Hayden Fry for Iowa football?
Oh, that's a good story. That's a good story. Well, I talked last week about we had that farm there outside Iowa City, but when we got annexed to Iowa City, we actually moved to West Branch, and all of us attended grade school at West Branch. So when Chris got that invitation from Hayden Fry, and it's a great story about how he's in Hayden's office with those big Texas Longhorns, but at West Branch, the year ahead of Chris Shooter Lehman was a guy named Marv Cook. So Marv was a freshman tight end, and he actually was the host for Shooter Lehman, and Marv wanted to come bad, but Chris understood that he'd be behind Marv Cook for 4 years, so at least for 3 years. So he declined that invitation, and actually, you remember Greg Bosch?
Oh, yeah.
Mark, you know, yeah, so he was going to go play for Greg Bosch at Kirkwood, and then we had a friend get the head coach at Simpson. He ended up down at Simpson playing with Caitlin Clark's dad, Craig Clark.
Brent Clark,
yes.
And you sent a photo to Mark and I of the final stat report for Simpson College back in 1987. Brent Clark with 52 made three-pointers, one more than Chris Lehman.
But look at the percentage. That's what the Shooter was trying to show off.
51, right?
Shooter was 51, and Brent Clark was 53% from the arc. Therefore, Caitlin Clark comes by that naturally.
So you're passing the ball back to Shooter.
Yeah. Here's a better part of the story, though, Mark and Scott. Butch Peterson was the elementary PE teacher at West Branch. He tried to make us Lehmans into wrestlers.
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
Not well, but I tell you, Butch is a good guy. He was sorry to see us leave and go to Regina. He was always trying to recruit us back to be a West Branch Bear. But he was a great man. But got a kick out of Butch Peterson.
Great guy.
Kevin, we were talking earlier about Iowa State's double overtime loss last night. Really tough one. I thought everything was aligned with senior night and all that goes with that. But we also knew BYU was on a roll. What was your takeaway from that game and thoughts going forward about Iowa State?
BYU is playing with grown men. They've got guys that are 23, 24 years old. And they've been on a little bit of a heater up as late, the BYU has. But back to Iowa State, they're not quite back. They're struggling shooting the basketball. Didn't turn over a whole lot last night, 11 turnovers, but they have turned over in the past. So, unfortunately, they're going to, I heard you guys talking, they're now going to be the fifth seed when they go to Kansas City. So that's going to be an extra game to get a Big 12 tournament title. But they've got to kind of get their mojo back from the three-point line. I think Keyshawn Gilbert has got to get it cooking again, and so does Curtis Jones. Those guys have not been quite the same since they've been injured, come back from injuries.
No, despite Taman Lipsey and what he did, I thought he was really good at the end last night to will Iowa State to that overtime and then the double overtime. And I don't know if they just ran out of gas or just hand, you know, tip your hat to BYU. And there could be another Iowa State BYU game coming up here in the next week.
I tell you, BYU's pretty good, guys. That new coach there, and he's got some older guys, and they're playing really well right now. The Big 12, not quite as good as the SEC, but that league is really loaded at the top.
Frequently asked question these days, Kevin, 3460 on the text line, does Kevin Lehman's ex-girlfriend need a new coach? Even though Fran McCaffrey said he intends to go nowhere.
No. I'm trying to who's my ex-girlfriend.
Well, it's your analogy of the Hawkeyes.
You know, that thing is, it's interesting. I think Fran's going back next year. And I was on the phone with Jay Wright this morning because he's got to get ready for the Valley Tournament, so he was picking my brain a little bit. He was asking me about Fran because they're good buddies from Philly, and I said, I think Fran's going to be back next year. I really do, and Jay hopes he is too. I just said they need to get more NIL money. And I said to Jay, I bet you're glad you're out of this mess, and he certainly agreed that he probably could not operate in today's NIL market.
I think that's the reason why he got out. He saw this coming. Obviously, the name escapes me right now at Virginia. That's why he got out.
Bennett.
Yep. And there are going to be others that are going to follow suit as well.
Well, Tom Izzo seems to be doing okay in this type of new environment with those Michigan State Spartans. They're playing well.
He's adapting. He is adapting. Iowa, obviously, it's now or never now. You talk about Iowa State senior night, everything coming together, you hope, didn't work out well, but Iowa's got to win one and maybe even two to play in Indianapolis.
Yeah, and here's the deal. USC's got the tiebreaker with Iowa because the one win, and they've got Washington tonight, which is the bottom feeder in the Big Ten. So you look for them to get the seven wins. And Nebraska, who they got to go into later in the week, they're fighting for the bubble lives. They're on that last four in line, so that's going to be a real tough one. You got Michigan State coming in, but you know, senior night, stranger things have happened. Peyton, Stanford, Josh Dix, they've had a cold spell at Northwestern. And at Illinois, I think they'll come out firing against Michigan State.
No reason not to at this point, right?
Yeah, senior night, guys. We've seen some strange things happen at senior night. Iowa State, unfortunately, that they couldn't win theirs. But once you have that emotion, sometimes that can carry you through a game. So we'll see how the Hawks do.
Rutgers
we'll give that ex-girlfriend a fighting chance.
Yeah, Rutgers is trying to help. I think they've given up. I think Rutgers has just absolutely given up. And I just, for that to happen with Steve Peichel at the helm is really a head scratcher. You mentioned USC. They've got too much talent to be 6-12. But yeah, the tiebreakers right now just are not favoring Iowa.
Yeah, I don't see USC losing to Washington. Then they're at UCLA. And Steve Peichel, I think it's be careful what you wish for. You got those two top recruits, and it just has not gone well for the Scarlet Knights.
Kevin, you've been asking Scott and I privately, Drake or the field this week, and I have not committed, but I will today. I'm going with Drake.
Okay, I just filled my bracket out. I'm looking for an all-Iowa final in the Valley Tournament. Drake versus the Panthers of Northern Iowa. Wouldn't that be kind of cool? And I think the Panthers can get them. Drake's been living on the edge. I know they win close games. They've got five overtime wins, but two of their last three games have been overtime. They've been able to win them, but I think if Northern Iowa can get by Bradley, they can beat the Bulldogs.
Drake right now, even if they get to the championship game, that's 29-3. They lose 29-4. I mean, it's the question, and that is going to start to come up if Drake loses to either, you know, you and I, Bradley, or somewhere before that. Where would they fall? Now, Mike DeCourcy said he would fight for the Drake Bulldogs at that point. I think a lot of it depends on if there are NC States like there were last year that come out of nowhere and steal a bid. If there aren't a lot of bid stealers, that helps Drake.
There was an abnormal amount of bid stealers last year. That's what hurt Indiana State. And if you look at the resumes, the net was much better for Indiana State, but Drake is 5-0 in quad one and quad two wins. And when I was talking with Jay Wright this morning, he said, yeah, there's a lot of discussion about Drake if they don't win this tournament. They got to get the championship game. He said, about them being on that bubble line. So they're being talked about behind the scenes. We're not seeing them on Lenardi's list because he's got them as an AQ, an automatic qualifier. But their resume is looking pretty strong if they can get to the championship game. I think if they go down before that, it's going to be a problem for them. But if they can get to the championship game and lose that with a good showing, they got a chance to get in. But depending on what you're saying, Mark, there can't be a lot of other bid steals like NC State was last year.
Northern Iowa, the 3 seed, plays either UIC or Valpo. Lost to Valpo, but beat UIC twice. What's a better matchup for the Panthers?
They've beaten UIC badly twice. I just had that game a week and a half ago. I think it is right now it would be UIC. And the loss to Valpo, Mark, was when Jacob Hudson had the sprained ankle and tried to play. I also had that game. He tried to play in that game. He might have went 10 or 12 minutes. So he had hurt in like three days before. They weren't quite right in that game because they still hadn't adjusted to play without him. In fact, they lost that game, and they didn't play against Murray State at home. They lost that game. So two of them were lost with Hudson out. So I think if this UNI team is healthy, they won't have any problem in that first round. But they're going to have to bring their A game to beat Bradley in the semis.
What do they got to do to beat Bradley? I mean, Bradley, 15-5. They've won 24 games quietly. Although I shouldn't say quietly, because Bradley was a preseason pick to win the thing.
Yeah, a lot of people kind of downplayed him because they had a stretch there. They got beat by Drake at home pretty easily early, and then they had lost three in a row. But they had some flu, and their best player Duke Dean had strep throat. So when they came to Northern Iowa and got pummeled by the Panthers, I think it was the day we had the hot tubs in there. Their big four had a total of 9 points because they were under the weather. Now, this was interesting. Did you watch Sunday's game? Ben Jacobson pulled his four starters with about 12 minutes left in that game. And kind of threw the towel, and I'm thinking, okay, he's done this for 19 years. He's getting ready for Arch Madness. Titan Anson was upset about coming out.
Yeah.
He took him out with 14 minutes left, and he took Hudson out. So I'm kind of like, you're throwing the towel a little bit early, but he's been doing this a lot longer than I have, guys. So I'm wondering if he's got a little motivational up his sleeve. And he's got also Leon Bond is back, played about 7 minutes in that game. That gives him another factor.
Tell you what, Kevin, basketball is so strange but so much fun. You see games in the 60s. And then last night, Ohio State and Nebraska, 116-114. Arizona and Arizona State, both in the hundreds. It was the return of the Miller six-pack days. I know Jeff from over at Enterprise Rental appreciates that one.
Yeah, that one they averaged 104, I think, that year, that 1970 team. I always tell people that was before Bobby Knight and help side defense. Because Knight's the guy who brought in that help side defense. Now when you drive it, there's about three other guys waiting for you. Back in those days, you kind of hugged your man on the weak side and you had a free lane in the basket, but it's got those scores that sound like the old ABA when it first came out, the 3-point shot and that multicolored basketball.
Very, very true. Nobody, your new number one is going to be Duke after Auburn went down last night to Texas A&M and Buzz Williams. Is it that Duke is playing this well, or is it that the ACC is not as good and as deep as, say, the Big Ten, the Big 12, and the SEC?
Oh, you know, I think Duke's pretty good. You know, Cooper Flagg is the best player in the country. And what they did to Illinois up in that Madison Square Garden, that was an embarrassment to the Big Ten. But also it shows how good Duke is. And I wouldn't put Auburn down at all. I mean, Broome, got hurt in that game. They got beat up on the backboards by A&M. But I kind of got – I'm never a big fan of Duke, but I kind of like this Duke team. I like what John Shire's doing with his team. And he's coached with a lot of pressure trying to fill the shoes of Coach K, and I think he's done a very admirable job there at Duke.
I would agree. I would agree. And Big Ten, you mentioned Michigan State. Is that your favorite to win the Big Ten championship in Indianapolis?
I kind of think so, but I tell you what, this Maryland team is playing really well, and I've always kind of liked the Michigan Wolverines. But I think right now Michigan State's probably the team to beat in the tournament. But I'm going back to what Lute Olson always wondered, why we played these postseason tournaments, because you beat up each other all year, season in league play, and now you play a 3-, 4-, 5-day tournament, and that champion gets the automatic qualifier. Of course, Lute said we're doing it for the money is exactly why we're doing it.
Lute was a soothsayer in his time, right?
Yeah, he didn't mind taking that check, that extra big check either.
Well, we still owe Dr. Tom Davis for having the Big Ten tournament. It would have happened eventually, but he was the one that first put out the thought to have the Big Ten tournament.
I tell you what, think about, we didn't have that years ago, and how much fan interest there is and the money it generates, especially for the cities that host them, with the fans and the hotels and the restaurants. It's kind of an amazing thing. We're just a compact tournament. And I tell you what it does do, it gets you ready for the NCAA tournament, because you're playing, you know, games in multiple days and short prep.
Very true. And we're in conference tournaments. Of course, Arch Madness starts tomorrow. You got five going on right now. So we're gonna have our first automatic bid coming up on Saturday. That feels good, doesn't it?
That's Ohio Valley?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, I think they're one of the first ones, because they asked me that championship game was on the Saturday when I was working Arch Madness. So that, it starts. They start punching their ticket on Saturday, Scott and Mark.
Love it.
Yeah, I can't wait for those Lipscombs to get in.
Here's the great thing I like about these mid-major tournaments. They're playing for their lives, because it's, you know, when you get beat, you're going to hang your shoes up, especially if you're a senior. So the intensity, guys jumping on the floor for loose balls, the physicality of it, it's a different feel when you're in that atmosphere, because of it is a do-or-die situation for those mid-major teams and those players involved in that. So it's just high intensity. I really like the environment we're going to have in the Enterprise Center starting here tomorrow.
Yeah, going to be fun. Always is. Arch Madness, of the mid-major tournaments, I think it does it the best. Absolutely does it the best.
You know, I told Jay Wright that this morning. I said, it's been 35 years in St. Louis, second only to the Big East, who's been at Madison Square Garden forever. So that's the tradition that they have in the Valley. They've kept it at the Enterprise Center. I think it's been there of those 35 years, like 31 years. So it's got huge tradition and a huge fan base following. So one of the best tournaments I've been around. And, just, you know, I've been in the Summit where you have North Dakota State and South Dakota State. That place rocks when those two fan bases are in there in the Summit League up at the Denny Sanford Center.
They don't like each other.
No, but if they don't have one of those two, then it's kind of an empty shell. But if those two come in there, wow, watch out.
Yeah. All right, safe travels, Kevin. We'll talk next Thursday.
All right, we'll keep going. We got this tailwind right behind us, man, so we're blowing right through 218 South.
All right, thanks. Kevin Lehman, the coach, joining us, our Off the Glass segment, brought to you by Chris Lehman with Edge Realty Group in Iowa City. We'll take a break, come back, get you a Bowling Night in America preview after this.
Choose family.
Choose friends.
Choose your community.
Choose local.
Choose local for everything. Clothes, food, a deserving charity, a new ride, or a place to keep your nest egg. When you buy from, invest in, or donate to businesses here in the corridor, you help keep our community strong and vibrant.
Choose local.
This message proudly presented by The Villas at Stony Point, Randy's Flooring, Revival Theater Company, and 1600 ESPN.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the place for skilled skydiving instructors, accomplished airbrush artists, and proficient pediatricians. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter to hire, you're missing out. ZipRecruiter is the place that's so confident it can make your hiring easier that it lets you try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. So if you want the right candidates for all your roles, ZipRecruiter is the place to go. Try it for free at ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids. The official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
And it is a Wednesday. That means it is a Bowling Night in America. And this preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. I did not expect to be bowling tonight when I woke up today.
I'm sure the Rusty Nails will appreciate your return, Scott. And you know what? It's time to play spoiler. The Rusty Nails really out of the chase for a second half division title, but can play spoiler tonight against the number one team, Diamond Edge, Scott.
Ooh. Well, not expecting to bowl and bowling lousy lately, I'll probably throw a 700.
I can't wait for the report.
All right. Yeah, good guys. So we'll have a good time tonight.
Well, indeed. Lanes 25 and 26. Make sure and say hi to our favorite Georgia fan tonight.
I will do that. And if you are inquiring about the availability of open bowling or want to check out the pro shop, how do you do so?
Absolutely. The phone number, 362-0136. The website, maycitybowlcr.com.
All right. Thank you, 2723, for the comment. Good to have you aboard, CDG. I will join you, fingers crossed, tomorrow at the beginning. Mark Ironside will join you guys as well. Looking forward to that. Have a good night, Mark.
Will do. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Been listening to the Gym Class here on 1600 ESPN. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
We expect our information in real time. U.S. Med carries continuous glucose monitors, which provide real-time readings of blood glucose.